Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by ICOM. For more information, visit icomamerica.com/hamnation. And by DX Engineering. DX Engineering offers practically everything you need to outfit your shack, plus the fastest shipping in the industry. In-stock items ship the same day, Monday through Friday until 10 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit dxengineering.com/hamnation. This is Ham Nation, episode number 177, recorded December 17th, 2014, a Ham Nation holiday. Hey, good evening, everybody. It is the night of nights. It is Ham Nation night. It's also almost Christmas. And this will be the final Ham Nation of 2014, so it's a very special night indeed. We've got most of the general cast of idiots. Bob Heil is not with us tonight because he is out having an honor bestowed upon him, which we will discuss in a moment. But let's go around the horn here first and go out to Costa Mesa, California, and Gordon West, WB6NOA. Hello, Gordo. How are you tonight?
Well, we are fine, and we're getting ready for all the activities in January. And for those of you on the East Coast, January 4th, Ham University of Briarcliff College. That's going to be a goodie. Those of you on the East Coast down in Florida, the Southwest Florida Ham Fest, January 16 and 17. Puerto Rico, January 24 and 25. And January 30 and 31 is the Tropical Hamboree. That's a Friday, Saturday. And they're going to combine it with a Maker's Fair. And that should really get that show going again. It was a strong one many years ago. So that's what's happening on the East Coast. And I won't be around until the last week of January. So you guys and girls will have to carry on without me. So back to you, Don.
Well, we'll muddle through, Gordon. Have fun out there. That should be fun. As we're continuing around the horn, we went all the way out to the west. Let's come back to the east about halfway to Kansas and see what Dale has got up his sleeve. Good evening, Dale. Good to see you tonight.
Hey, good evening there, Don. Glad to see you here. We are having winter weather here in Kansas. It's pretty cold. Got some snow. Not a whole lot. Only about an inch supposed to come overnight. So probably won't last until Christmas. But we, with the way things happen, we could have a white Christmas here. And got some good videos for you tonight. And a real inexpensive antenna launcher from one of the guys. And an event from Dan up in Wisconsin. So stand by. We'll have them for you.
Sounds like a lovely presentation. Can't wait for that. And now we'll go up about 2.5 hours, 3 hours to my north, to Jackson, Mississippi, and see what's going on with Solder Claus, a.k.a. George Thomas, W5JDX. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Don, you remember that from last year?
Yes, I remember everything.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're getting ready for Christmas here. As a matter of fact, we have a special Christmas gift for you right after Smoke and Solder this evening. We'll have a video from Randy finishing up that mixer he's been working on. And then we'll have that little present in there. You sure want to be ready for that, but you don't want to have anything in your mouth when it comes up that you might accidentally spit across the room.
Exactly. You'll have to have a vacuum and a squeegee to clean off your computer or whatever it is you're watching on. And we'll check with Amanda in the chat room as well. But first, I think we need to get ready to go, Brian, to the five shot, because Bob Heil is not with us tonight. Bob is actually having an honorary doctorate bestowed upon him. So Bob Heil is becoming Dr. Bob. And you know what happens when you graduate? You have to flip your tassel. Exactly. Pomp and circumstance or something. So anyway, congratulations to Dr. Bob. Because there we go. See, a little slow there, Brian. I know you got buttons to push. So anyway, again, congratulations to Dr. Bob. I forgot what side I'm on. And we'll check in with him when all that is done. But first, enough of this foolishness. Let's move on to some other brand of foolishness. Primarily, let's check out some West Coast foolishness. And Gordon and the Short Shots, take it away, sir.
All right. Well, we're heading for the desert the last full week of January. And Brian, if you'll go ahead and roll the Short Shots. Well, the desert get-together is called Quartz Fest, and we've been doing it for over 10, maybe even 12 years. And Quartz Fest is an event that encompasses RVing, ham radio, and tent camping for those that just want to spend a day or so on the desert floor. Now, getting to Quartz Fest is not a big deal. Use your GPS or just follow the different roads. It's right by the Colorado River, and it's a no big deal to get there. If you've got a GPS, you can check latitude and longitude. Don Arnold's got not only GPS, but he's got the AV map, and he's all tuned into it with a Kenwood transceiver, and that'll get you right to Quartz Fest. Quartz Fest begins on the 18th. They'll have a talk-in, and a lot of what we're talking about here, for those that don't go to Quartz Fest, you can apply the same routine for your local ham fest out in the middle of somewhere or nowhere. Have a talk-in. Talk-in at Quartz Fest is 146.550. We keep 52 open as the national calling frequency. And, of course, a pretty lady is always a great way to bring in folks to Quartz Fest. Out here in California, we don't get a lot of rain, and it's hard-packed sand, so you just park it anywhere you want. There's no dump station. There's no electricity. There's nothing but good old clean, dry sand. And there you see the hams all gathered around the campfire. That's campfire number one. And if you get lost getting there right off the highway, you can see the giant quad antenna. This is a wonderful antenna that we use at our special event station. And Ward is the one that keeps things rolling, K7PO. And he makes sure that the antenna is standing tall. And you need a little bit of electricity? Well, Ward is going to provide it, along with television, not television, but movies on the side of his RV. So plenty of solar there at Quartz Fest. And it's a great way to get free energy from the sun. And just deploy those panels and hope for sun. When you first get on site, you first register with the Bureau of Land Management volunteer. Then you come on in and register with Chris. And Chris says she is ready, KR1SS, to greet each and every one of you in the California room, even though we're in Arizona. Notice we have rocks keeping all the stuff from going away. And there's Chris giving a warm welcome to the usually balmy weather at Quartzsite, Arizona. And you can see we've got even the law enforcement there to make sure that we behave. Bureau of Land Management cooperates so nicely with us that come out there, 600 to 700 of us over that full week beginning January 18th. And he's a volunteer. No, I believe he's a sworn officer. But the best part of it out, this particular officer is a ham as well. So we have the inside track on that. We have loads of seminars in three different locations. This is the North Fire Ring. And it's where we also show movies on the side of the trailer. This is the main fire ring, and that's right next to the demo station. And our demo station is going to be talking the full time W7Q. And we hope that you'll work Quartz Fest and get one of our commemorative QSL cards. The Mesh Network. We're going to be talking all about the mesh, how we can stay in touch with each other. And the Mesh Network will be going strong. And that is Ron N1AHH that's handling a lot of that regarding the routers and what it's like to stay in touch. Every morning, we have a little bit of physical training, a little bit of PT. And this is Tai Chi and Heather, W-H-G-E-M, who keeps us on our toes and gives us a workout just as that sun is coming up at 0700. Or about then, because it's early in the morning. If you got kids that are homeschooled, bring them to Quartz Fest, because you can see that we get them involved with everything we do during the week-long demos on the desert floor. And that's Bayan, and Bayan provides all of the tea hunt gear. And Bayan is such an expert on GPS and so on that he's got the goodies. So Cords Fest at this main fire ring is going strong. We don't just stop at HF. We go all the way up to UHF and even SHF. We even have a 10-gig set up there. Here's some fellows trying out some of the antennas for Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, we got Wi-Fi there. But down on 75 and 80 meters, we got the off-center-fed Wyndham. In fact, Radio Waves, we understand, is likely going to be giving one of these Wyndhams away as a grand prize. And that's pretty neat. Thanks, Sim and his wife. And we'll be trying the Radio Waves off-center-fed Wyndham as we do every year. Not trying it, but making contacts all over the Southwest on the 40-meter band and all over the country on 20 meters mobile. Well, sort of mobile with a dipole antenna. There it is, the ICOM 9100, and that rig is going to get plenty of duty at the Quartz Fest site, but it's going to be joined by another ICOM, the ICOM 7200, and then we're going to give that away as a free grand prize. Everybody comes to Quartz Fest, gets a tiki, and if you're the lucky tiki holder, you'll end up with the ICOM 7200 along with an MFJ 30-amp power supply along with that Radio Waves antenna. So manufacturers are going all out to support it. The American Radio Relay League is usually there toward the end of the week. Dick Norton will be representing it this year as usual, as well as other ARRL personnel, and that always draws a standing crowd. Well, they're sitting. You bring your own camp chair to Quartz Fest. And as you can see, the weather is usually pretty darn good. That's Tracy and Jody and Marilyn, and they are representing the San Bernardino Emergency Communications Service. And they are there talking all about what they do. And that's Gary all the way to the right, W6KBC, that provides amateur television for the ECS group. But we get live demonstrations, no PowerPoint. It's live at Quartz Fest. And we talk all about Anderson connectors, and they're good when they're good, and they do go bad if you don't exercise them regularly. And we talk about this, talk frankly about products. For those that don't have a state-of-the-art transceiver but an oldie but goodie, we'll talk about digital signal processing on that Sunday before Quartz Fest main opening right after lunch. Neil, W6FOG. Notice he's got a PA system powered by the sun. He's going to be talking all about the quadcopters, but he's going to be talking about legal issues, what's happening in Washington and Congress and the FAA regarding the quadcopters. Here we see it hanging a camera. And, of course, we'll have live demos of the quadcopters at Quartz Fest, as we've seen it here up in the Reno area. So lots of neat things happening, not just people talking, but live stuff. There's Chris again, and she is on amateur television. And that is thanks so much to Gary, W6KVC. So if you got an ATV set up, you'll be able to see it. There's Tracy and Jody off to the left. And the gentleman in front is saying, clean plates, because we have plenty of food that is going to be offered by the different radio groups that are coming in. The Western Country Cousins have a potluck. Roy N5 Southwest East, SWE, is in charge of the Country Cousins group. And did you ever want to do a little bit of Dutch oven work? That's Rick, W7RAP. He's getting ready with a little Dutch oven. And that always draws a big crowd. So it's not just all play radios. Of course, in the evening hours, we have live pictures on the side of a vehicle. This is actually a pre-recording, but we have several movies going on. So if you want to just sit down by the campfire, you can do so. And look at this. We even have a pet parade going to take place at Quartz Fest. So if you got a favorite pet, bring he or she, the four paws out, and show them off. And for those in the pet parade, we do require that you have the proper headgear. And as you can see, we don't take ourselves too seriously, nor should anyone else at a fun camp out in the middle of nowhere, but somewhere. where there's over 500 to 600 hams all gathered. Hey, hi, Russ. 6YAF in the back there playing the guitar and music. And, of course, we have 110 AC from many of the motorhomes with inverters. And that's a hootenanny. We have a hootenanny on one of the evenings as well. So lots of things happening with Russell, KB6YAF, and the hootenanny. Hey, take an exam, any ham radio exam, including commercial examinations as well. The exams are offered a couple of times during the event. So ham exams, thanks to Bob K9WMP. And, yep, we take them right out there. We grade them on the spot and send in the results electronically. And many times they have call letters 2 days later. Oh, let's go for a trip off the road. Maybe find a geocache, huh? Well, off the roading is on Friday, and we have a great time. And if you didn't bring your four-wheel, there's plenty that you can jump aboard. And, of course, in town is the big RV show, and we take that in on, I think it's Tuesday, but you can learn more at going to quartzfest.org and learn all about it. And then on the last day, Saturday, that's the big get-together where we trade off different items to other hams needing them. And there's Cliff, who's been one of the strong supporters of Quartzfest over all these years, Cliff in Virginia, and he's looking over a new screwdriver antenna. Cliff represents Escapees, which we're members of. So if you're a member of a group, the Good Sam Club group, or any group, come on over. There's Marilyn and a gentleman looking over all the neat stuff. She's ready to pile in her RV and take back home as well. Quartzfest. Loads of fun for everyone. Then everybody's getting ready their little portable shortwave receiver. And that is Bob Crane of CC Crane. He's got a new little receiver. He says that at night, he's going to pull in stations that no one else can hear with their shortwave receivers. So one night, we have a shortwave receiver send-off to see who can pick up the weakest station on the AM, even long-wave beacon band. So that'll be sort of fun one night. So when nighttime hits at Quartzfest, the activities continue on till the wee hours of the morning, and plenty of campfires to keep everybody warm. And if you get lost, and it's easy at nighttime to go out and wander around and then have absolutely no idea where the heck you are, if you get lost, you just look around, and usually you'll find a nice landmark electronically lit up. No strobe lights allowed. Sorry, no strobes. But if you got a palm tree that is LED lit, then that'll serve as a good landmark. So when you get turned around, you'll be able to square away. And there they are. Tracy and Jody Lineker, and they are strong supporters and are helping along with Marilyn to organize the Quartzfest and giving Chris a big hand. She's been running the show for 5 years. So, Chris, you got plenty of help this year, and we look forward to seeing you. Look at the smiles on their face. And finally, bring your telescopes because we have a little telescoping one night to look at the planets and maybe even see a few flyovers from some of our ham satellites. So pick a spot, any spot, begins the 18th of January, and we'll try with Randy going to be there, our Randy, to see if we can get a signal back to Ham Nation. So I won't see any of you until after Quartzfest, and that I'll be out the whole time in January. So behave yourselves, but I'll be watching. So back to Don. And again, Don, all of us salute, get ready, all of us salute Dr. Bob Heil.
That's right. We all have to be on our best behavior with Dr. Bob watching. Back on the other side, Dale. You missed me. Back on the other side, Dale. Other side, Dale. I said it twice. Flip it there. Okay. See, now Gordon's out of sync. You're out of sync now. Okay. Wait, the top two are going to one side and the other two. I'm completely and totally out of balance. Well, that's all right because there's been a rift. There you go. There's been a rift in the continuum. For the first time in 37 years, in the 37-year history of Amateur Radio Newsline, there will not be an Amateur Radio Newsline this week.
Oh, no.
No, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, called me on my way home tonight. And he apparently has fallen, and he thinks has broken a rib. And so, between the pain and the medication that he's on, he's unable to put a news line together in such short notice, so there will not be an amateur radio news line this week and perhaps not next week. In the 37 years of amateur radio news line, this is the first ever time that they have missed a week. So a 37-year run from a bunch of volunteers and people who do this just for the love of the hobby is an amazing stretch. And man, I'll tell you what, if anybody deserves a week off, it's Bill Pasternak, WA6IPF.
Hey, Bill.
Let's all wish Bill the best and a speedy recovery and everything else. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and check the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 1948, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. They're called heroes in the Philippines, and with good reason. They put their lives on the line almost every time they activate. And the past week, dealing with Typhoon Hagupit has been no exception.
It's very rare that ham radio operators will literally put their lives on hold, but in the Philippines, it is the natural thing to do when disaster appears imminent. And that's exactly what members of the Ham Radio Emergency Operations, or HERO Network, have done time and time again. And as Typhoon Hagupit moves slowly across the Pacific Ocean toward their nation, the Philippine Amateur Radio Association activated these emergency communicators once again to be ready for action. WIA News anchor Graham Kemp, VK4BB, fills us in from here.
HERO Network certainly has been active in latest Philippines disaster. HERO reported that the typhoon, the worst of the year, flattened flimsy homes, toppled trees, cutting power and communication as it moved across the archipelago, taking 4 days and claiming 30 lives. Sadly, this latest typhoon hit many of the areas yet to recover from last year when 6,500 people were killed. The National Telecommunications Commission requested ham stations set up at the NTC headquarters in Metro Manila and its regional offices. Hams were also embedded in various disaster and risk minimization operations.
Confidence that the HERO Network is adequately handling the emergency traffic was shown by some 150 stations checking into the Typhoon Emergency Communications Net. The HERO Network is still running from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time and has a 2 p.m. roll call to know each station's reception capabilities at differing levels of propagation. With Graham Kemp, VK4BB, in Australia, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, in the newsroom in Los Angeles.
Financial troubles for the home of the Dayton Hamvention.
WDTN-TV News 2 reports that the venue has cut back to only a dozen full-time staff to save on operating costs. The WDTN story quotes Hera's Director of Marketing, Karen Wampler. She explained the difficulty facing the Hera Arena in competing with other venues, such as the Nutter Center at Wright State University. The primary challenges for the Hera are a need for renovation funds and an ownership model change. To that end, Wampler said that the arena is working with Venue Works, which is a company that specializes in restoring event venues, such as the Hera, and that she anticipated some very good news in 2015. A quick look at the Hera Arena webpage shows some 60 major events already scheduled between January 2nd and September 26th of 2015, with the Dayton Hamvention in its usual spot in mid-May.
Jim Dameron, N8TMW, with that report. You can watch the WDTN report for yourself at the link found in this week's Amateur Radio Newsline report. And there's a website dedicated to the good old days of radio and television, both broadcast and amateur, and it's a virtual time capsule. Here's Jim Dameron with more.
If you are new to the electronics hobby or just nostalgic for the good old days, then the name of a magazine known as Popular Electronics will definitely ring a bell. And now, thanks to the effort of AmericanRadioHistory.com, there is a shared archive of all the Popular Electronics magazines from 1954 to 1982. But Popular Electronics is not the only publication you will find there. There are millions of pages and hundreds of books and magazines on radio, television, computers, and much more. It's all available on the web at www.AmericanRadioHistory.com.
And speaking of magazines, happy centennial to the ARRL's official journal, QST Magazine.
First published in December 1915, QST is not only the official membership periodical of the ARRL, it is also the most widely read amateur radio magazine in the world, with a monthly publication of more than 165,000. QST kicks off its celebration with a photo contest announced in the January issue as well as online. Winning photos will appear on several QST covers throughout 2015, and each winning photographer will receive $250. Also, each 2015 issue of QST will contain articles and columns republished from vintage issues. In the January issue, we'll be reprinting the special declaration from the January 1942 QST concerning the cessation of amateur radio operations at the start of the U.S. entry into World War II. Each vintage article will be reprinted exactly as it appeared in its original issue.
Happy 100th, QST. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news brought to you each and every week for over 35 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. For Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Graham Kemp, VK4BB, Jim Dameron, N8TMW, and everyone who works on the Amateur Radio Newsline reports for you week in and week out, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, 73, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation.
Well, boys and girls, it's my favorite time of the year again. That's right, time for the Santa Watch Net.
That's right, Santa will be making his rounds, and once again, for the fourth year in a row, the gang at the Dewdrop Inn will be watching the radar. Join the Santa Watch Net, starting at 1800 hours Eastern Time.
Oh, my little elf Dave in 3NTV will be calling the net and keeping track of old Santa's location.
And like last year, Santa has a radio in his sleigh, and he may chat with the kids again.
Oh, bring all the little ones and get them checked in. Third-party traffic, of course, always on the nice list.
Once again, the Santa Watch Net, Christmas Eve, 1800 hours Eastern on the Dewdrop-In EchoLink conference server, number 355-800.
Merry Christmas from me, Santa, and of course my little elves at the Dewdrop-In.
Oh, that is going to be some kind of fun, the Santa Watch Net. I can't wait for that. George, what do we got for smoke and solder? We've got a very special friend with a 7 call, right?
Yes, we do, Don. And first, I want to wish a speedy recovery to Bill Pasternak. We're all hoping he gets well soon. And certainly Excellent. He's done a great job with Amateur Radio Newsline over the years. And we wish him a speedy recovery because we want more news. And nobody does it like Bill.
You're right.
So, yes, we've got a video tonight from K7AGE. He's finishing up the mixer that he's been building for the last few weeks. And we're going to come back from that, and we've got a special Christmas present from Old Solder Claus.
Hello, Randy, K7AGE, in the fourth video of Bob's Mixer. I'm just going to finish it off, and we'll give it a little test and see how it plays. So this is where we left off with all the wiring. And what I'm going to do now is use my little label maker here, make some labels, and put the top on it, put some feed on it, and give it a try. And with my knobs being red, green, blue, yellow, I'm just going to label the input jacks in the back here, red, green, blue, yellow, and out. And I want to deal with 1, 2, 3, 4, and that'll be pretty simple to do. And I'm going to use this little brother labeler that I have. They're pretty handy to have. They're not real expensive. And I'm going to just type in red for one of the labels, and you just press print. And it prints that out, and you cut that. Now, usually the challenge is getting the backing off the label here. So I'm going to print up red, green, blue, and out, and be right back. Okay, so I printed out all the labels, and I peeled off the backings, and I just have them stuck on the edge of the mixer here and have it in my vise just to hold this while I do this. So I'm just going to take the labels, and I'm just going to put them on here vertically. There's not enough room, and I'll try and get them straight and maybe centered, but hey, it'll be fine. Green, blue, yellow, and these are the outs. I'm going to put it over here. And the yellow is just a bit long, so I'm just going to take my X-Acto knife and trim that off. Okay, in with the metal box. Originally bought it was this little bag, and it has some screws. Get it open here. Screws and some rubber feet. So screws are to put the top on. Here's some rubber feet. You can't see there, but they're, this is old. Let's see if they're going to work. So I'm going to turn it upside down. And that just all cracked. Huh. Oh, there it goes. It comes right off. And I'm just going to put these on, say, about a quarter inch in. And number four. Okay, I have the four screws. Let's see if we can get this cover screwed on here. And four. There we go. Feet are on, the top is screwed on. Okay, to try out the mixer, let's hook a couple signals in. I have this cable here, and this is from my K3 speaker output. So I'm going to plug that into the blue. And over here I have my iPhone. And I'm going to plug this in so we can hear a podcast. I'll plug that into the earphone jack. And plug that into the yellow. And here it is. The input to the speaker, which would be the output of the mixer, will plug into the output. We're starting to hear some things. Here's WWV. Let me turn this around. So that's plugged into the cable here. That's plugged into the blue.
At the tone, 1 hour, 54 minutes, coordinated universal time.
So I can turn that up and down. Let's turn that down for a second. Bring up the ARL audio news. It's playing. Okay, so I can turn that up.
This is ARL audio news for Friday, December 12th, 2014. This program is...
That's on the yellow.
ARR, the National Association for Amateur Radio.
You bring up the WWV.
Highlights compiled from the ARRL letter.
There we are.
ORG.
Here's the mixer, and I'm just using two inputs. So it all works. I'm happy with it. Nice little accessory to the Ham Shack. And thank you for watching. It's Randy, K7AGE 73.
Well, thanks for that, Randy. A great project there, and one that's fairly easy to make, too. So if you've got several sources that you want to listen to all on the same set of powered speakers or amplifier there, go for it. That's a great little project, and like I said, very easy to put together. So thanks to Bob and Randy for showing us that. Well, right now, let's give something away. You know, last week I asked a question, what is the main advantage of a cardioid microphone? And I got an answer from Leaf, WZRDE, and he said, cardioid microphones don't pick up sound from behind. And that's correct. So you're going to win our prize here, which is a Howell PR22 microphone, just like the one I'm using here. Not mine, but one in this package here. Comes in a nice carrying case, and it also comes with the mic clip, a gold windscreen as well as a black one, and it's already got a silver one on it, so you can color coordinate whatever your outfit is, or whatever color you want. Anyway, a great microphone here. I really like the way that this sounds. And as we said, it's a cardioid, so it's very directional. You get off from the rear of this or something, you won't hear anything. So congratulations, Leaf. We'll be sending that out to you this week. And right now, let's have a message from ICOM. Looking for a new rig that combines time-honored analog functionality with the ability to give you safe, hands-free operation via optional Bluetooth module? Check out ICOM's new IC2730A. This dual-band analog-only mobile has a great interface and enhanced radio features for your next 2-meter, 70-centimeter adventure. ICOM's IC2730A is built military tough and has a large high-contrast display, approximately 1.5 times larger than its predecessor, the IC2720A. It's got a white backlight for easy readability and independent band controls. Practical 2730A features include wide frequency coverage, VHF, VHF, and UHF, UHF simultaneous receive capability, 50 watts output power on VHF and UHF bands, and 1,052 memory channels. You can combine the IC2730's classic analog functionality with optional Bluetooth compatibility. For hands-free and remote control operation, install the optional VS3 Bluetooth headset and UT133 Bluetooth unit. Wirelessly control the radio with 3 programmable buttons plus a push-to-talk button. Make sure you visit ICOMAmerica.com/amateur for more information on the IC2730A dual bander and other great ICOM amateur radio rigs. And you remember, for the last couple of weeks, we've been saying that the FCC had not approved that radio yet. Well, it has received approval from the FCC, and dealers are taking orders now. So hopefully, if you order it, it'll be in Santa's sleigh for delivery by Christmas. And you can tune in and enter to win after each episode of Ham Nation. Go to ICOMAmerica.com, throw your name in the hat. You could win some great swag prizes, but you'll also automatically be entered in the drawing for the grand prize. And for December, the grand prize is the new IC2730A dual-band analog mobile with a great interface and enhanced radio features like military-tough construction, larger high-contrast display, 50 watts of output on both VHF and UHF, plus optional Bluetooth compatibility for hands-free and remote operation. So go to ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation for the official rules and sign up. Enter to win, because somebody's going to get a nice radio here for Christmas this year. Well, you know, we were talking about Randy's mixer just a few moments ago. I almost forgot. We have some pictures here. This first one is from AG6IF. Here he's done it with color-coded knobs on it, and it looks like he's got 6 channels there. If we look at the rear, we can see he's got all his connectors laid out there, and he managed to fit it into a smaller box. And this one right here is from AC0KN. He's got a 4-input one. On the rear, you can also see that he doubled up. He's got RCA jacks as well as mini plugs and phono plugs there. So great-looking projects there, guys, and thanks for sharing them with us. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that old Santa Claus had a Christmas present for you. This is actually from the latest episode of Amateur Logic. We just put it out last week, but I edited it down a little bit here, and I think you'll enjoy this. So fire up your soldering irons and fasten your seat belts, and let's go to the Magic Kingdom.
We've put an album collection together. I think you're going to like it, George.
Wow, that's a nice-looking collection.
This is destined to be a Christmas classic for years.
Home for the Holidays. You probably recognize those three fellas there. They certainly are famous, and you'll like hearing what they have to say in their songs.
You know, Mike, Gordo and Bob are a blast to sing with.
All the old-time carols. I didn't know too much about them, but... They look like they've been around for a while.
They do look old, don't they?
They do, but yet disturbing at the same time.
It's very disturbing.
I think maybe we have a clip here of that. What can you say, man? That just puts the barking dogs to shame, doesn't it?
The chick with the goatee, it's got a certain appeal to her, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tommy and I almost quit doing Amateur Logic here a while back to take on another career.
I don't know what kind of rap it is, what genre you would put that in. It's not gangster rap. It's more like grandpa rap.
Grandpa rap.
You can judge for yourself.
Well, let's take a listen to it.
It's beginning to look a lot like a ham shack.
Everywhere you go.
Take a listen to 3510.
CW is booming again.
With dipoles and filaments aglow.
I guess it's good we continue doing amateur logic, huh?
Yeah, I think I'd stick with the day job.
Oh, Santa Ray, you know, actually, he's been spotted in a lot of Walmart stores lately, and I don't know what the reason is for that, but I'm sure this one's going to be a hit.
It had a groove in it, and it just kept skipping. But we can play the flip side, and I think this one's near to your heart, isn't
it,
Tommy?
Yeah, it is. And this is about somebody's antenna that came down by the squirrels.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I need a BB gun for Christmas. That's what I need.
Ray will probably never speak to us again.
I can't believe you got Ray to do that.
Yeah. You know, it sounded like, it really didn't sound much like Ray to me.
No, his singing voice is totally different. Remember how Jim Nabors was?
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle of 1 minute and singing really great the next.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to play any of those, George. There's an advisory on that album. Unless you've previewed it, I advise caution.
Okay, who is this?
That's Santa's helper, the Dan N9LVS. All I want for Christmas is a new ham rig. I think maybe we have a sample of that one.
Parents will be playing that for their kids on Christmas Eve for years to come.
I know I will.
I think it's going to be a hit, just like the Chipmunks' Christmas.
Yeah, all I want for Christmas is a new ham rig.
Anybody wants.
I'm tearing up over here, Charlie.
I'm still tearing. Yeah, man, I hadn't stopped yet.
Yeah.
Well, we have circuit boards roasting on open fire, but that one's still being mastered, so I don't think we have a clip on that one. We have CQ to the World, and Do You Hear What I Hear on 14.313, and then we have Go Tell It on the Airwaves, and of course we Rock and Raise Hamfest is coming to town, and Hammy Holiday, and I'm sure Val would have liked this one, Have Yourself a Merry Little Contest.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look like a lot like Ham Shack. Of course, we heard that one. There's no place like the Ham Shack for the holidays.
Oh, I know we've got that. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, there is no place like the Ham Shack for the holidays. Because no matter how far away you QSO, when you pine for the sunspots, and a DX call for the holidays, you can't beat Sweet Ham Shack.
That kind of sounds familiar, too. I can't place the artist, though.
Sounds a little like Red Sovine, but I don't think it's him.
Well, yeah, I was thinking William Shatner, but... I can just see it flying off the shelf.
I tell you what, a Black Friday sale is what we need
Yes.
After next Thanksgiving.
Yep, a couple of those probably belong in some kind of sale.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Merry Christmas from me and the boys. We had a great time doing that and just had to share it again. Somebody in the chat room said it's just as good the third time around. And,
hey, George.
Yeah.
George, it's a good thing Dr. Bob's not here to witness this foolishness.
Yes, it is. He has actually seen it, so that may be why he's not here tonight.
Yeah. Hey, George. George,
yes.
You even have the Amateur Television Network out here on the West Coast beaming this in, and they are, Don, KE6BXC, just fell out of his chair. He just thinks it's the best. So keep up the good work, George.
They're a star for entertainment over there, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, sorry about that, Don. We did warn you to buckle your seatbelts before we started now.
Oh, my.
Get us out of this, Don.
I'm not exactly sure I can, but I think Dale maybe can. Dale, please save us from ourselves, would you?
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Thanks a lot, Don. We do have three nice videos this evening. There's an annual event report from our friend Dan in 9LVS, and we've got a pretty clever how-to video to wrap it up, and then the story of a go-to box. We're going to start with that one. The idea came from the Ham Nation Forum at the Dayton Hamvention this past year. David Jager, he's WN9Q, remembered that one of the suggestions to the Ham Nation host was a segment on the go-to box. He waited until the Manitowoc County Races Group participated in a simulated emergency at the Point Beach nuclear plant. And then he went to work, and here is the result.
On December 9, 2014, the Point Beach nuclear plant near Two Rivers, Wisconsin, conducted a simulated emergency drill. The drill scenario included the release of radioactivity in a plume exposure affecting a 10-mile radius of the plant. This scenario also prompted a variety of actions, including the mobilization of federal, state, and local resources, including the support of the Manitowoc County Races Group. Radio operators assembled at the Red Cross building in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. A VHF net was started with Ken, KC9AQM, as net control. Contact with Madison, Wisconsin, 140 miles away, was established on 75-meter HF. Here is a picture of the operators, Bob, KC9HBA, and Fred, W6BSF. Radio operators were dispatched to the Manitowoc County Joint Dispatch Center. Racy's members staffing the center were Dick, N9QFY, John, NZ9Z, and Dave, WN9Q. State and local agencies were represented in the Joint Command and Control Center. This is John, NZ9Z. John is our Manitowoc County Racy's Emergency Coordinator. And this is Dave, WN9Q, at our VHF go-to box. From this VHF station, simulated emergency traffic was passed through to either net control or directly to the Madison EOC using the WECOM VHF linked repeater system. This is a map of Wisconsin representing the system's coverage. An important piece of equipment is our VHF-UHF go-to box. It was constructed by Chris, AB9RP. The box contains two dual-band VHF-UHF radios. The box contains its own power supply for both radios, and it contains a drawer to hold paperwork, manuals, headphones, or even a laptop computer. The radios have alphanumeric displays, which make it easy to find a channel by name or location. This is a view of the back of the box. The two coax cables run to a wall panel housing SO239 sockets attached to cables terminating at two dual-band antennas on the building's roof. When the box is not in use, the covers are installed on the front and the back. This makes the box easy to store. The Racy's Group has three other boxes available for use. Two of them are ready at a moment's notice to go into the field. The fourth box is stored at Holy Family Medical Center, which also houses our 440 backup repeater and antenna. The Red Cross has a RV containing a VHF-UHF station and an HF station. This is available for emergencies. And finally, 73 from the Manitowoc County Aries Races Group.
Well, thank you, David. Next up, we've got one of the big events in Wisconsin every year and coverage from there. It's the Fox Cities Amateur Radio Club Swap Fest. It's at Appleton. And on hand with the reports, our Ham Nation Wiki editor, Dan, N9LVS.
Hello.
On November 2nd, 2014, the Fox City's Amateur Radio Club held their annual Swap Fest, which meant only one thing for ham radio operators in the Wisconsin area. All roads led to Monarch Gardens in Appleton, Wisconsin. Setup started at 6 a.m., and things got going fast, as the doors were open at 8 a.m. There was a lot to do in a short period of time. One thing that the Foxy's Amateur Radio Club was trying to sell was its old library cabinet. And as you can see, there was more than a few hams that gave a donation to head it on its way to its new location. Well, the gates opened up promptly at 8 o'clock to a pretty good crowd, so let the deals begin. There was a couple commercial vendors at the Hamfest, including the RF Adapter Guy at adapterguy.com, with just about any kind of connector and cable you can possibly think of, as well as Wolfer Recoil at wolferrecoils.com, home of the Silver Bullet line of antenna coils. Gary Sorensen, W9ULK, the Wisconsin ARRL section manager, was signing people up for ARRL membership. The Quarter Century Wireless Association also was present. The LaFrog group from Milwaukee, W9FRG, showed off all kinds of neat projects they were working on, as well as some neat LED stuff from A to Z to some mesh network routers. There also was a lot of used equipment, some of it fairly new, like this Heil HM10 and Heil headset, as well as an MFJ electronic tuner. Then there was a bunch of used cables, cables from AC cords from TVs and radios to USB and HDMI cables. There was also some nice test equipment, from this scope to some really nice analog VOMs. And then there was the vintage gear, most of it dating from the 60s. However, most of this stuff dates back to World War II and Korea. And the thing is most of this stuff still works. Everything from VFOs and Morse code keys to ticker tape writers. And the VE testing went off great. We ended up getting quite a few new hams and quite a few upgrades. Also, Don Wilbank stopped by AE5DW via Skype. He talked about Ham Nation, Amateur Radio Newsline, and the Young Ham of the Year. And that was the Fox's Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest. 7-3s.
Okay, Dan, 7-3 to you. And thanks for maintaining our hamnationvideos.info website, where you can go to look at any of the videos that have been on the video segment here. Well, let's close out tonight's videos with a very creative approach to antenna launching. Here's Dave Fugelberg. He's W0ZF.
Hams can find inspiration for antenna projects in all kinds of things. Take this water bottle, for instance. With a hole in the cap, some thin nylon rope, and a loose nut at the workbench, this water bottle can become a high-performance antenna launcher. Here's the windup, the pitch, and the bottle sails high into the trees. The slick bottle slips easily through the branches, and gravity does the rest. Just hook the antenna to the rope, hoist it into the tree, connect a radio, and you're on the air.
Houston Key Contest, November Delta 9 Echo for the Illinois Coastal Party. Looking for a call from any Illinois county, any state.
Whiskey Zero Zulu Foxtrot.
Am I hearing a Whiskey Zero Zulu Foxtrot?
QSL, Whiskey Zero Zulu Foxtrot, 5-9 Minnesota.
Okay, you're about a 5-5, and I'm in the three counties of Massac, Johnson, and Pulaski.
Massac, Johnson, and Pulaski, got it, thanks.
All right, thanks for stopping by. QRZ, this is November Delta 9 Echo.
Oh, wow.
Next time you're thirsty for some refreshing outdoor radio action, give the water bottle launcher a try. 73, see you on the air.
Okay. Well, Dave says it's definitely not an original idea, but he thought it might be useful for someone. So thanks, Dave. Well, on the next video segment, I hope to be over this cold and get that video demonstration put together about the amazing noise reduction you can achieve with the active antennas and the NCC1 from DX Engineering. Cross your fingers, I will for sure. Hey, we'll have another Show Me Your Shack video at that time, too. Until then, have a Merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous 2015. Amanda has chat room chatter soon, but first, let's check out the latest from DX Engineering. Take note.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, by the way, I like the water bottle antenna launcher. We tried that once at field day with a jar of pickles. let's just say it did not go well. As soon as the jar of pickle left N5SC's hands, I knew exactly where the arc was going to end up. It went straight over the tree and right down to the middle of the jogging path in the park. Oh my God, just shattered everywhere. Funny stuff. All right, get out your DX Engineering catalog. No, actually, don't get it out, because the product we're going to talk about is so new, it's not even in the catalog yet. Let me ask you a question. How's your holiday shopping shaping up? If it's like mine, you haven't even begun. But if you got some ham operators on your list, you got to check out DX Engineering. In addition to a ton of cool stocking stuffers like T-shirts, hats, station accessories like that Note Cube that Dale just showed, DX Engineering has a brand new Pro 7 headset from Heil Sound. Oh, my Lord. It looks like a big old aviation headset. It's perfect for any of the radio operators in your life, and it looks really good, too. It'll look good on your head, just as good on your head as it does on your wish list. So a few things that make this a really amazing product. It's a true dual-channel stereo headset. Maximizes both audio response and comfort. It's a perfect headset for long-haul contests and rag chews. Man, field day would be the perfect time, you know, I mean, when you're not cleaning up the pickles off the jogging path. It has an innovative passive noise-canceling design. It suppresses unwanted ambient sounds, like the sound of glass breaking as the pickle jar crashes onto the jogging path. It means it's just you and the radio, regardless of what's going on in the shack or on the jogging path. All right, it's enough of the jogging path. It's passive. No external power is required. It has a really unique audio balance control, too. You can adjust the left to right balance for your own best readability. It also has a phase reversal switch, which can enhance weak signals like you've never heard before. High-quality mic element housed in a durable gooseneck mic boom. Two elements available, either dynamic or electric for ICOMs. You can also position the boom either right or left side. And what's really neat is you can personalize it by selecting one of four colors. Blue, red, black, or pink. Yeah, pink. That's cool. And DX Engineering has every flavor of Heil's amazing Pro 7 headset, all the colors, both mic element varieties, and more importantly, DX Engineering has all the adapter cables you're going to need to hook the Pro 7 up to your radio. It's a perfect gift for every radio amateur that you know, and it's also a great suggestion if people are shopping for you. Just say, hey, I like that Pro 7. DXEngineering.com has it all, the entire line of Heil sound headsets. DX Engineering's fast shipping means if you order right now, you can still get it by Christmas, and it'll probably beat Santa to your house. DX Engineering ships faster than anybody else in the industry. Get your order in by 10 p.m. Eastern. If it's in stock, it'll be on a truck headed your way tonight. Proven products, expert advice, and the beat a price guarantee. Yes, the beat a price guarantee. I said it, I'll say it again. DX Engineering is helping you shrink the globe. Request your catalog or shop online 24/7. DXEngineering.com/hamnation. And thank you, DX Engineering, for your amazing support of this little thing we like to call Ham Nation. We literally could not do it without you. It's good stuff. And of course, we can't do it without Dr. Bob, but we're trying.
Yeah, Dr. Bob.
What are we doing?
There's Amanda with... Oh, Amanda and Jeff. Oh, so you guys are out of sync. I don't know which side you're...
Wait, is this a drinking game? What are we
castles
doing?
Castles are on. I almost said what George said last week, but that would not be good. Amanda, what's going on in the chat room?
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. We're still crying from George. Oh, George.
Isn't that funny?
You are the my God. Best. That was great stuff right there. And I think a lot of people in the chat room, by the way, are still crying as well. Where do we get that CD, by the way?
It's not available yet. I'll let you know right here as soon as it is. We're still working out a royalty deal with Elvis.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure Ray's trying to work out his royalties as well.
he's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go fix the makeup after that. I said, oh my gosh. Okay, anyhow, that was great. You and Tommy, you guys are funny. Anyhow, hey, you guys, I got some announcements to get down to business. If you guys have seen them on the spots there, WTB, that's the Battle of the Bulge. And they're on this week. They started December 16th. That's the date. December 16th, 1944 was the Battle of the Bulge. And they're doing a special event station to commemorate that. So you guys, if you hear Whiskey 2 Bravo on the air, make sure you get in there and contact them. And I'm sure they have a special QSL card and everything else that you can get from it. So make sure you QRZ that as well. Appreciate it. Also, I have some upgrade announcements. Rhett KI4FYW let us know that Case K6MUL Greg passed his general this last weekend. And also And AI6FZ Dan upgraded to extra. He took his general and then took the extra. Really?
Wow.
Anyhow, great job. That takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have jingle bells on. So if you hear me jingling, that's why. Anyhow, I do have a couple of questions as well. Yes, jingle? Okay. I knew I would crack you up, Gordo. Come on. Oh, and by the way, Gordo, it looks like you guys are going to have a lot of fun at Quartz Fest this year. How many people do you expect to be there?
Probably 500 to 600. And Bob and I are going to warm it up, not at Quartz Fest, but 2 weeks earlier at Consumer Electronics Show. And we'll try and get a signal out of there to you to show you that we're actually working, not playing Las Vegas with Elvis and the Christmas music.
All right. Well, I would always love to go to one of those electronic shows. I'll tell you what, seems like a blast. But anyhow, thanks, Gordo, for that info. And let's see, I do have just a couple of questions, and then I have a Santa question. So, first of all, who's our satellite expert? Anyone a satellite expert?
I think Gordon, probably. Gordon probably knows more than anything about
it. I see pointing fingers. Okay, so
yeah.
Everybody's heard the latest about SSTV on the ISSS. So they're kind of looking for some dates and times that would be appropriate to try to do the SSTV. Gordo, do you have anything for us?
I do. AMSAT. Great. And you know, AMSAT works so hard, a volunteer group working for ham radio to keep the satellites coming. I would say go to amsat.org and prowl around, and they'll talk about the slow scan television capabilities. Pipe that audio that you hear from the satellite going overhead or even within view, 3 to 5 minute pass, and you'll get some remarkable pictures that will unfold from the satellites right in front of you on your computer screen. Takes about 8 to 10 seconds to get a full picture. But slow scan is fun from the International Space Station, and AMSAT has got all the details.
Also, you might want to go back and check a replay of either last week or the week before last, Ham Nation, and check the Newsline segment, because I believe we had something on slow scan from the ISS. And at the beginning of each Newsline segment, you know, here we always tell you what episode it's from or what report number it's from, and go back to the Newsline report and listen to the whole thing. You'll find those at arnewsline.org. But I know I remember doing something about, I believe the Russians are doing something from the ISS on the 2 meter slow scan. So go back and check either last week or the week before last, Ham Nation, and look for the Newsline segment. I think there's something on there about that. I think I remember doing that.
Well, thank you, Don and Gordo as well. And I feel bad. I check into our local amateur satellite net every week, and I cannot remember a thing about what they told us about using the SSTV. So, and I follow AMSAT on Twitter, you guys. So you might want to look into that as well, and that will probably give you up to minute information as well. So, okay, I have one more question, and then Jeff wanted to say something to all you Ham Nation people as well. So, one more question. Whoever wants to take it. And I wish Val was here because she would totally tell us all about this. And by the way, I have to show you guys before I forget. Got a lovely card from Val and Jerry. I know you guys did too, but for all the other Ham Nation people, that's so cute. Thanks so much, Val, if you're out there watching tonight. So the question is, what is a DX cluster? Anyone want to take that?
I'm going to defer to Gordo again because Gordo knows everything about everything.
He does know everything.
I used to check into DX cluster on Packet, but it's kind of off of Packet now, and you can get them online. Gordo, explain the DX cluster.
That's it. It is Packet that you see online, and you'll literally watch the DX unfold on the TV screen. And next week, no, actually, for 2 weeks, we're off. But in the third week, which would be the first week of January, let's check in with Val, and she'll tell you all about the DX cluster contesting and all the operators that post themselves or get posted that are out there.
I found a real convenient way to check into the DX cluster without having to go to some bizarre website is eham.net, E-H-A-M, eham.net has a DX cluster that works really, really well. And I use that a lot. So eham.net has a good DX cluster on it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I think George had a comment too, and I'll say my comment. I look at QRZ and I look at their DX network. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, another one of the big ones is dxsummit.fi. That's a pretty good one, too. And if you have Ham Radio Deluxe, it automatically comes up, and if you've set
that's
it
right.
up. And it's right there, and it's like fish in a barrel. You just click on whoever you want. It tunes your radio there.
But the question definitely, I have is, definitely. Which one does Dr. Bob check into?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. It's stuck on my headphones.
I'm backwards.
Oh, see.
Or you're backwards.
Epic fail. Okay. Okay. So we have been actually using DX spotting here lately because Jeff and I have been running some crazy wicked pileups for getting Centennial CUSO points. So Jeff just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody and also go ahead, Jeff.
Happy holidays. And for all of you guys that worked us, guys and gals that have worked us, we've had a blast talking to everybody. It's been really, it's been a lot of fun. And we have been using HRD in the DX cluster on there. And it works really awesome. It's actually really easy to use. So I don't know the inner workings of it, but it's awesome. And thanks, everybody. And good luck. Last couple of weeks, we've been having a blast. So hopefully everybody else does, too.
And also, Merry Christmas to everybody on Ham Nation. We've met so many fans out there on our pileups running as a tag team.
Absolutely.
I couldn't help but bring Jeff on here tonight to introduce himself and say hello to everyone. Anyhow, I do have one final question for all of the hosts tonight. What do you want to see under your tree from Santa, ham radio wise? Take it, Gordo.
All right. Now, see, that question was, what did we want to see and who? One more time.
What do you want to see from Santa under the tree?
Oh, from Santa.
Yes.
I'd like him to help me get the water out of the traps of my antenna that I put together. And like an idiot, I had the holes going up instead of down. So my four-element beam works on one band only because the rest are full of water.
Oh, no.
I want Santa to help me get the water out of my traps. Over.
Water out of the traps. That's a new one for me. Okay, and I saw some great ones on the chat, by the way. So, Don, what do you want to see Santa put under the tree?
Wow, that sounds like a plumbing problem. You know, the only thing I have pretty much everything I want, everything that I need. But the one thing that I would like to have, and it was on my shopping list for Huntsville, and I did not get to go to Huntsville this year. I want a a Raspberry Pi that I can put on here it is. I want a Raspberry Pi so I can put on my DVAP. I have it hooked up to an antenna up here, so that's what I want. I want a Raspberry Pi that I can hook to my DVAP. That's what I want. The only thing I really need, ham radio related, I have pretty much everything. I mean, there's a ton of stuff I want, but that's all I really need. That's the only thing really that's on my list, so. That's it.
Very good.
And there it is. Santa,
there it
it's
is.
A Christmas miracle.
There you are.
Holy jeez.
It is a miracle. And hey, George, what do you
everyone.
Want under the tree?
Well, how about a new HACO soldering iron and a big roll of lead solder? I mean, what else could you want?
What could you ask
Absolutely.
For? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Jeff and I would like to pay for this IC 7600. That's what we want Santa to do for
us.
Oh,
yeah.
And he will.
Oh, we'll see. Anyhow, that's all I have. Hey, you guys, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. It is first day of Hanukkah tonight. And Brian, I do have one question for you. Some of the Ham Nation viewers would like to know, is Ham Nation going to be part of the 24 hours of the Christmas Eve shows?
Oh, well.
Oh, put you on the spot.
That depends.
That sounds like a question for Dr. Bob.
Yeah. I think mine's trapped under my head. Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Headphones. You know what? I'll send out an email to everybody, see what they want to do, because we'd be more than happy to have anyone Skype in and do some stuff for the New Year's Eve. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone's available, you know, we're looking for volunteers. So.
Okay. So
we are.
Before I get all liquored up.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not Dawn, though. Maybe not.
We're ready.
I can get
Ray to drop by and sing one for us.
Network is ready. They're saying, yes, we'll be there New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. We will be there, Amanda.
Awesome.
And yeah. Jeff.
That's great. And hey, you guys, from the bottom of my heart, and I, of course, I wish Bob and Val were here as well, but Merry Christmas to all of our Ham Nation viewers. We love you so much. And thank you for the whole last year watching us. I don't know why, because Don is crazy. And he didn't win that bid for Smokey and the Bandit's car. So, yep. Did you not bid for the Trans Am? Did you get it? No?
What?
Smokey and the Bandit's?
Oh, God, no. That thing went for $450,000.
I know.
Car?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
And it wasn't even the actual car.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Right. No way.
Bert needs the
Anyhow, car, you guys, so. Thank you so much. We love being on Ham Nation, and Jeff lets me do this, and he's a great guy for putting up with everything I have to do on Wednesday nights. And
it's not all that bad.
Anyhow, but hey, I know we have some nets coming up after the show as well. Does anyone know the frequencies?
20 meters will be on 14.266. 40 meters is going to be somewhere around 7.276. I haven't seen it posted in the chat room. D-Star will be on Reflector 14 Module C. And if you don't have a radio, you can still listen at hamnationdstar.net. And Echo Link, as always, star, do drop in, star, node number 355-800.
Wow. Yeah,
and don't forget the Santa Watch net on Do Drop In. It's Christmas Eve, the Santa Watch net.
Yeah, and also Cheryl on 3847.
Mm-hmm. And Gorda will be on Marine VHF 156.450 channel 9 for the boat parade.
Oh, right. What is Gorda, you got to tell us more. What is that?
Oh, it's a parade of boats in Newport Harbor, about 30 to 40 strong, all decorated. So that's where I'm headed next for a little comms duty.
That's awesome. Great. That sounds really interesting. I hope you show us some pictures next time. But hey, Gordo, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I know you're not going to be around for a long time. So we look forward to the next time you're on the show with us.
End of January. See you then.
Okay.
With Dr. Bob. Then. Dr. Bob.
With who? Dr. Bob? Oh, I said it again. Flip over. Dr. Bob.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
I failed. Simon says.
Are we backwards again? Darn it. We're always backwards.
Great show, you guys. Thank you.
Amanda, Jeff, thanks so much for everything you guys do for us. We appreciate everything. And Jeff, you're a lucky guy to have her there with you. I promise you. So very, very cool. You're lucky. You're lucky. You're such a wonderful couple.
Sometimes I want to strangle her, but you know what? I couldn't ask for more. I really couldn't. I mean, she encourages me to buy this stuff. So
see,
can't go wrong.
Exactly. You got to keep her. Both of you.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Happy
Gordon, thank you. Thank you for your expertise. We could not do this without you, of course. And Dale, your video stuff is amazing. We're blessed to have you. And George, of course, with Smoke and Solder. And, of course, Randy, K7AGE, and Dan N9LVS with the Wiki, and everybody else who's a part of this. And, of course, Dr. Bob Heil himself, we're creating this whole thing. And Leo, W6TWT, the chief twit, for giving us the opportunity to play in his sandbox. We just appreciate the opportunity. And Val. Oh, yes. And Val. How did I forget Val? I haven't even been drinking. It's nothing but coffee in here. So anyway, and all you watching and listening and that join us every week in the nets and the podcasts and the chat room. We love each and every
and
one
Leo
of you.
And Leo Laporte and everybody and into it, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Brian and everybody else who works on the show, we just appreciate everything that you do and that you let us do. And we're so thankful and so blessed. So for that, I think I'll wrap things up, and I'll speak for everybody connected with TWiT and with Ham Nation and with Amateur Radio Newsline and DX Engineering and all of our great sponsors, ICOM, everybody else. Harry's, that give me my nice, clean, close shape. Thank you all so much for being part of Ham Nation and being part of this family. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and all the blessings from all of us here at Ham Nation. So good night, everybody. We love each and every one of you. Good night.
Good night.
Happy holidays. We'll be right back.